fuck, it's cancelled. Yeah, I've just asked the person at the desk. Cancelled. They put us on a flyer out in the morning. We're stuck here for the night. They gave us vouchers for the airport hotel, but I think every flight out of here has been cancelled, so pack up the laptop. We need to haul ass and get over there before the hotel fills up. Don't get salty with me. I'm trying to help you. I just rebooked your flight and figured out where we're sleeping tonight. But all that's for nothing if you don't get moving. No, it's fine. Take your time packing up. We definitely have all the time in the world. You know what? I'm going to go up ahead and see if I can get a room. Here's your voucher. I'll see you there. Just go ahead. I know what I'm doing. Oh, sure. Wouldn't have survived a minute of this without me. I closed that fucking deal. Somehow, I'm the one rebooking flights. Cocky bastard. Just expects me to act like I'm his assistant because I'm a woman. Fuck that. Hi, I'm checking in. No, I don't have a reservation, but I do have a voucher from my airline for a room. Yeah, my flight is cancelled. Busy night for you too, I bet. Oh yes, just one room is all I need. Take your time. I'll just wait here. Oh, amazing. The last room. Lucky me. Here's my credit card. Perfect. Thank you so much. Elevators are right over there. Thanks. I hope you have a great night. Oh, fancy meeting you here. Oh, don't bother going to the desk. I got the last room. Guess you should have listened to me. Good luck getting a cab. Yeah, I know. It's stormy out there. If you pulled your head out of your spreadsheets once in a while, you'd have computed that all these cancelled flights would mean full hotels. No. You're definitely not going to find a hotel at this hour. Oh, hell no, we're not sharing a room. We almost killed each other the other ride to the airport. You think we can sleep in the same room? You're out of your fucking mind. No, absolutely not. Figure this out for yourself for once. Go charm the front desk girls. You did such a good job of that with the receptionist at the meeting today. I'm sure they'll take pity on the poor pretty boy in a nice suit. Do not beg. That will not work on me. Go call corporate and have one of the many assistants find you another hotel. I'm going to enjoy the hotel room that I earned because I got here first. Fuck. Oh, my God, you didn't even try to figure this out for yourself, did you? You texted your assistant and all the hotels around a fool. Sounds legit. Fine, just get in the damn elevator. Yeah, you do owe me one. You're sleeping on the couch. I hope you know. Well, shit. No couch. I guess it really is just a studio room. At least it's a king bed. Just don't make it weird, okay? Honestly, you're lucky I'm not making you sleep in the bathtub. How would it be weird? I don't know. Maybe the fact that we can't stand each other. You've barely spoken to me on this trip, and now we have to sleep in the same bed. Nah. Super normal shit, bro. Listen, I'm exhausted. The sooner we get to sleep, the sooner that we're on that plane tomorrow. And then you don't have to see me again until we're back in the office next week. God knows we both need the break. I'm gonna go shower. Do what you want. Just be silent about it. This fucking guy. The world just revolves around him, doesn't it? Barely does any work, but he still gets credit for the deal I put together. No rooms left, but still charms his way into mine. Should have said no. Maybe he'd finally have to think for himself. Bro probably snores like a freight train. Just get a grip of yourself. You're smart, capable woman who is not going to let a dick in a perfectly tailored blue suit push any more buttons tonight. Especially not the picturing him out of this perfectly tailored blue suit button. You don't even like him. You're just agitated. It's one night, you can do this. Washroom's all yours. Well, at least there's 1,000 pillows on this bed. I just stack some in the middle. Then it's like 2 separate beds, right? Yeah, I'll be like, he's not even here. I'll just tuck myself in and hit the light. And morning will be here before I know it. Yes, I'm sleeping. If you turn off your light, you probably will too. What? What else could you possibly need from me? Why are you just sitting there, and why are you still in your suit? Do you actually sleep in it? I knew it. You didn't bring anything to sleep in. Oh, of course you don't sleep in anything. Convenient. What do you mean? You could hear me in the bathroom. I wasn't talking out loud, was I? Well, whatever you heard, it wasn't that. I don't give a shit about you or your suit. Just go to sleep. Leave the pillows where they are. You're not coming over here. No. I don't want to watch you take your suit off. What is your deal? You've been an asshole all trip, and now you suddenly want what? A pillow fight? What? Are we trying to be friends now? In bed? No, you don't like me at all. You ignore me at the office. You've barely taken your eyes off your laptop this entire trip. You do not like me. What the fuck? Wait. What the fuck? Oh my god. Are we really doing this? Of course I want to see what's under the fucking suit. But I thought you hated me. You just ignore me. Because you think I'm hot. Or you've got to be kidding me. I'd love to hear what else you think about me. You like those pencil skirts I wear? And you think about what I wear underneath them while I'm presenting financial statements. I always thought your eyes glazed over because I bored you. You were just trying to stop yourself from fucking me at the office. Amazing. Well, that's all well and good, but I want to hear something real from you for once. It's not just that you think I'm hot. What is it? What really turned you on about me? Powerful. You think I'm powerful? See me up there running the company. That's cute. But it's actually pretty exhausting. And even the most powerful women need to have their heads emptied once in a while. So, what are you going to do about it, cocky boy in the blue suit? You have me here in this bed for one night. Impress me. Clear my head for me. Take control. Show me you're good at something. Oh, that's a good start. Yeah, I like that. As much as I love the suit, can I take it off? Only your tie. But, oh, you wanna fuck me in the suit? Oh, okay. Yes, sir. You like it when I call you sir. You love it when I'm being bossy at work, but you want to fuck the bossy right out of me, don't you? Yeah. I wouldn't mind that either. You think you can do it? Fuck the bossy bitch out of me tonight. I'm tired of thinking. I want to be a brainless little whore for once. Please? Please give me your cock, sir. Come round. Stand in front of me. I'll sit right here on the edge of the bed with my mouth open for it. Yes. Please take it out for me. You want my tits out first? Of course. I'll take this tank top off. Of course I'm not wearing a bra. Who sleeps in a bra? Are my tits pretty enough for you? Would you like it if I pinch my nipples for you? Oh. That feels so good. But I want your cock so much. Can I take it out for you? Oh, what a gorgeous cock. And you're so hard already. Just for me. Let me slide these pants down. We don't want to ruin this pretty suit too much. Can I taste it? Please? Just a little? Oh, you taste so good. All this time spent up at the front of the boardroom when I could have been under the table licking this cock. What a waste. Oh my God. I love how you taste. You feel so good on my tongue. Am I being a good little whore for you? Yeah, please, I need more. Oh, do you like looking down at me like this? Yeah, hold my hair back like that. I want you to see me. Are you done with my mouth? But I want to make you feel so good. Use me to feel good. Yes, sir. I take my shorts off. Slowly. Should I turn around so you can watch my ass? Hand you the tie. But why? I know good little whores don't ask questions, but... Yes, sir. Here's your tie. You want me on my knees, right here on the edge of the bed, my ass in the air, for you. Oh, the tie's gone under my hips. The silk feels so good against my skin. Yeah, I can take it rough. Use me as hard as you want. Please, sir, I want you inside of me. So much. Please. Yes. It's your pussy now. Or yours. Sucking your cock made me so wet. God, I love it when you rub your cock against me like that. But I need it inside of me. Please. Please. Please give me your cock. Fuck me like your good little whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Yeah, I want you to fuck me like that. Pull me against you hard. Oh, that tie looks so good wrapped around your hands. Pulling my pussy onto your cock. Oh. Oh, your cock feels so good filling me up. Oh, please fuck me harder. Am I being a good girl for you? Yeah? Fuck me like a good little whore. Use my pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Her new spreadsheet boy had that in him. Oh, you definitely did that right. Yeah, the blue suit really did it for me. I'm keeping this tie, by the way. No, I'm not gonna wear it. I'm gonna bring it back to the office and hide it somewhere fun. And if you find it, you can fuck me in the hiding spot. Deal? That'll give you something to think about next time I'm giving a presentation. Besides, how pretty I look with your cock in my mouth.